the motion by Governor Walker for an extension of time to file his response to the petition for recalls is denied on a finding that no good cause has been shown. In fact, from what the arguments and from the offers of proof that I've been provided here today, I think, in fact, good cause has been shown not to grant the extension. I start with the first reason being that we have already tripled the time that we have allowed Governor Walker. So it isn't a situation where we are rushing to judgment here. We have given three times what the presumptive statutory time period is for Governor Walker. Secondly, the idea that, oh, well, there's no harm, so no foul, that is not the standard for good cause. There has to be an affirmative showing that there is a reason within the purposes of the statute as to why we would allow for an extension when ordinarily the default position is that we have 10 days. And one of those, I think the most primary reason, is that sufficiency of the petition is the ultimate end product that we are looking to ensure. That is that there are a sufficient number of valid signatures that have been submitted with the petition to allow the election to go forward. In this case, that is primarily the responsibility of the Government Accountability Board, who act in the public interest and in an impartial manner to assure that we have fair, legal, and impartial elections and a open and fair look at what has been filed by the recall committees. Obviously, the parties who are affected by the recall, as well as the parties who have brought the recall petition, all have an interest in second-guessing what the GAB does. But the GAB is the ultimate trustee for the public interest in all of this, and they, at this point, appear to be on track to be able to make the determinations that they are required to make under the statute without any further help from the recall committees. Based upon what Governor Walker here has offered as proof, there is little likelihood from what we see here, now that we have moved several weeks down the line into this process, that there is going to be any legitimate challenge to the sufficiency of the petition in terms of disqualifying signatures, enough signatures that are needed to halt the election. I don't care how much time we give. If we are up to 300,000 signatures that have been vetted and 10 to 20% of those are arguably invalid based upon Governor Walker's review, we are, when we get to a million, going to have a boatload of extra signatures that we don't need. There has to be some sort of demonstration that additional time is actually going to be helpful to determine whether or not there are going to be sufficient number of signatures. And at this point, what I see is that if we give more time, we are just going to end up at the place where the GAB is probably going to end up in March anyway. I'm not making a finding to that effect, but I think there has to be a showing, at least, that there is some reasonable basis to believe that the actual results and the validity of the results are going to be changed by granting the additional time. And I don't believe that that has been demonstrated here. I also believe that granting the extension is a problem because every extension we grant potentially delays the election. And as I said before, in granting the extensions 2 weeks ago or whatever it was, 3 weeks, there is a balancing between timeliness and speed to get these elections going, which the Constitution and the statute speak to, versus making sure we have a valid recall petition in which to submit an election to the public. And in this case, the first extensions were granted because I felt there was additional time needed, and I gave generous extensions with the idea that there was some additional time needed due to the extreme circumstances of facing us at the time that a million or so signatures were filed to allow the process to be completed to assure the validity. Now we're at the point where we're down the line in time such that we are seeing the picture develop statistically, if for no other reason, and we are seeing statistically that it is likely that this election, all of these elections, are going to go forward. And so the need for extending, or the need to cheat the speed, so to speak, in order to grant more time for the vetting process, seems to me the calculus has shifted more back towards the speed and the balancing of it towards that way. Furthermore, notwithstanding Mr. Balin's very politic comment that he appreciates the help he can get anywhere he can get it, I've said that many times up here on the bench as well. The fact of the matter is, I don't believe that the GAB truthfully needs Governor Walker's help to do their job. I'm sure that they are going to do their job with an eye towards what Governor Walker thinks is or is not appropriate in terms of signatures, but they have an independent duty to do their job, and they appear to be doing that in with the extensions that were granted in a timely fashion. Finally, I note that Article 13, Section 12, subparagraph 7, dealing with the recall of, actually it's Article 14, Section 7 says that the recall section shall be self-executing and mandatory, and laws may be enacted to facilitate its operation, but no law shall be enacted to hamper, restrict, or impair the right of recall. Now, I understand that's dealing with enactment of legislation, but the policy set forth therein is that I am, as a an arm of the government and the judicial branch, to further the spirit of the constitutional amendment, and that is not to do anything to hamper, restrict, or impair the right of recall. I do not believe that granting the extension would further that purpose. I do not say that, I think that if anything, and I'm not suggesting that it would hamper, restrict, or impair the right of recall, but I think it is in danger of going into that territory if we delay this process further than what the previous extensions were. So the motion is denied.